In its last full year under its old name, the BC Liberal Party reported almost $4.03 million in revenue, but lost $278,000. The Kevin Falcon-led official opposition party, which rebranded as BC United on Wednesday, raised $2.53 million in donations in 2022, according to financial statements released Thursday by Elections BC. The BC Liberals also received $1.1 million under the annual taxpayer allowance program, funds that they originally opposed when the NDP government banned corporate and union donations in 2017 and instituted subsidies to replace big money donations. The party's biggest line item was the $1.4 million cost of salaries and benefits. It also spent $591,000 on running the leadership election in early 2022. The NDP reported $5.9 million in revenue and $4.18 million in expenses for a $1.73 million surplus in 2022. It spent $2.135 million on salaries and benefits. Total donations for the governing party were $4.012 million. It also received $1.57 million from taxpayers. The NDP also reported a whopping $10.7 million accumulated surplus, dwarfing the $2.3 million accumulated surplus held by the BC Liberals at year-end. The NDP spent $110,500 on its aborted leadership election. David Eby was anointed the successor to Premier John Horgan in October when challenger Anjali Appadurai was disqualified due to alleged fraudulent memberships and collusion with environmental charities. The BC Greens raised $1.076 million from donors. Their total $1.63 million in revenue included the $497,000 allowance from taxpayers. Sonia Furstenau's party ended the year with a $208,000 surplus. Meanwhile, Elections BC said Thursday that three of the 48 municipal parties required to file their 2022 returns by March 31 received extensions. The once mighty Vision Vancouver, which ruled Vancouver from 2008 to 2018, has until April 17 due to extenuating circumstances. The new due date for Team Surrey Schools and contract with Langley is May 1. Contract with Langley is Township Mayor Eric Woodward's party and it was fined $500.